Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today to save the life of Prophets of Bear while we walk by faith and not by sight. In this everyday life, God uses us to be the light and the light, and he shows us to be the powerful instruments of righteousness in the earth for his glory. And as we go through this process of there, we grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We see him manifest himself. His word is alive in us, and we become light that is able to encourage someone else, is able to even bring someone in to the Lord, let them see his love, see his kindness. And God uses us for his glory. God always chooses unlikely people, saves them for his glory, for his purpose, for his plan. And when he does, it's always something that is so awesome because he's seen in the earth through us. No one can see the Lord, see our Savior Jesus Christ, unless they see him through us. So God uses us to be that light, that hope that they need to see in the earth, and it's all for his glory. We're going to be studying in the next few weeks, talking about our reward. Sometimes we lose focus. Sometimes we forget about the reward that we have, the reward that we have here and the reward that we have and eternally. So we're going to be talking a little bit about that. I want to keep us focused on what our real goal is. We don't want to be so caught up in the world and the pleasures of the world that we forget about the assignment, that we forget about why we're really here and what we're really doing for the glory of God. We talk about reward. Reward means, you know, wages, higher, that which is received in this life and eternally. It's the due that is given to us. It is that which is a form of wage or equivalent to a wage that is given to us, a return, a restoration, a yield, a render. And God is the rewarder. He's the one who pays the wages. He's the one that gives back, recompenses us. He's the one who allows us to have a return in a favorable sense, a payment of wages. He's the one that gives back to us all of these things as we've given to him, as we've sown to him. He's the one who pays us. And what he's doing is he's not paying us in the form of sense of what we think is in money, but this is a reward that is eternal. It's a reward that is seen, that is evident in our lives. That as believers, our reward is great, and our reward should be full of the word of God, full of the promises of God, and this reward that we receive it out of obedience unto God's word, out of his blessing, out of what he wants to give to us. Matthew 5:46 reminds us that if we love those who love us, there's no reward in that. But if we love those who hate us, those who despise us, those who don't want to be around us, those who don't want to hear about the gospel of Jesus Christ, those who are on our jobs, those who are in our neighborhood, in our community, they might even be in our family. If we love those people, then because they hate us, and the hate could be the fact that we are Christians, the hate is that we are the light. That hate is that we are children of God and they are not. So there is a hate in them for what we are and who we are in Christ Jesus. And because of that, if we love them in spite of that, if we show them God's love, if we show them the love of God, if we show them his compassion, we are going to be rewarded for that. And that reward is going to come because anytime you begin to suffer for his namesake, anytime that you ridiculed or you're persecuted for his namesake, there is a reward that's going to happen in your life. There's glory that's going to be seen because they hated Jesus. They hated him. As long as he was giving them the bread, as long as he was giving them the fish and the 5 loaves, they were fine. They loved him. But the moment that they started to see that he was the Savior of the world, that he was the light, that he said that he was the Son of God, they hated him because he exposed the Pharisees and the Sadducees' religional practices without them walking it themselves. And he was a light that they knew about, even when he did miracles and cast out devils. Those who they tried to question and say that they were not telling the truth, that they were never sick or they were never blind or they're never lame, and they questioned them. Many of them came back and said, no one else has done what he's done. If you say that he's casting out devils with Beelzebub, then he's done what you have not done, and you say you're righteous. So they're going to hate the fact that there is a light in you that resembles, that is the light of Jesus Christ. And because of that, the Bible lets us know if you go through that, if you face that type of assault for his name's sake, that he is going to bring a reward with you. He's going to give you a reward. And that reward means that something is complete. Because when we start saying that we are sons of God, daughters of God, this means that we are to be like God through regeneration, through the blood of Jesus Christ, that we are to be like our Heavenly Father who displays his love without discrimination. And sometimes we display love with discrimination. We display love with the standard of what we want. We cannot love or give love to people according to the standard or the interpretation that we have within ourselves of what love is, or what we feel like it should be according to whatever we think. That is not what the Word of God says. God did not change the standard of his love or lower the standard of his love to accommodate our sin. He empowers us through the Holy Spirit, through his Word, to keep this righteous standard. And so we can't change it for it to fit ourselves. We can't change it to fit what we want, or to be what we want. It has to be the standard of what he says. And he gives us the empowerment to be able to do that. And when the Lord started dealing with me about the reward, and he started talking to me, I had to go and I started saying, God, help me, because I want to do it the way you say. This is not us compromising for sin. This is not us doing that. But it's saying, I'm going to love you like God loves you. And it's not, I don't love your sin. I don't love the stuff that you're doing. But I love that you are the person that God created for his glory. And even though it doesn't yet appear, if you receive Jesus in your life, then you're going to be changed. We were not perfect. We were sinners. We were enemies of the cross. We were enemies of God. But yet God saved us, reached us. Love found us. And in the process of love finding us, it began to draw us. And draw us into his goodness, into his word, into his presence. And as we begin to be drawn by his love, his loving kindness, then we begin to become disciples, because we begin to eat of him, eat of the word, eat, drink of his spirit, begin to understand who he was. And as we begin to develop a relationship with him, we become more and more intimate with him, and we begin to change even the more. And we're being changed now, as we grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior. And so God is letting me know that it is love that is going to be the force that is going to win the world. All of these things that are going on right now, it's because there's a lack of love. And I'm not talking about love that comes in and just allows sin to abide. Love that draws them into the place of repentance. Love that draws them into the place of receiving Jesus. Love that draws them into the place that they want to know him. That kind of love. And that's what he's saying. If you display this kind of love, if you live this kind of love, because we have a tendency that when people don't like us, we run away from them, or we treat them mean, or we treat them in a way that is not godly. And that's not love. We have to still display love to people who hate the God that's inside of us. We still have to pray for them and ask God to forgive them and ask God to save them. Still have to do that. Even though they're going to say all manner of evil against us, they're going to tell things that are not true, but we still have to love them. And this love is not on the standard or the scale that we want it to be. It is on the standard and on the scale of what God's love requires. The guidelines and the standard of love was given and shown to us when God gave his son,
when God so loved us that he gave his only begotten son, and when we say that we are disciples of God, that we are disciples of him, we are to obey his word, his command, and love like God. Jesus even said, those who are my disciples are those who keep my commands, those who do my will. So we don't have within ourselves the opportunity to change the standard of what he said. This is one of the rewards, that if we can love like God, then that's a reward that we're going to receive. That's a reward that we're going to get if we can love like him. 1 John 4:7-8 says, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not know not God, and for God is love. There is no way we can say that we love God and hate our brother in the church, in our family, down the street, on our job. There's no way. One of the rewards of being his is love. That's a reward. We get something because we love like him. And to do it like he says to do it has to be through his word, through his power, through his spirit. It is not in our own might nor our own strength. It is through him. Because when we do it through him, we do it in the power of his authority, which means we conform to his will. Something changes inside of us. Our concept, our mind changes so that we can grasp, behold, carry that which he's saying, that new thing that we don't, that's been there all the time, but we could not receive because of our own limitations, because of our own mindset, because of our own way of thinking, because of our own behavior, our own character. But whenever we allow him to do that new thing in us, even in the form of embracing his love and receiving his love, but then demonstrating his love, when we do that, we show him to be Lord over our lives in a greater dimension and bring the reward that says, because he's been crowned, because he's sitting at the right hand of the Father, because he received a reward from God, that because he's received something, because he did what no one else could do. In love, he saved us. In love, he redeemed us. In love, he died for us. When we do that, then we set up a reward that is not, we don't even get credit for it because it's not ours. It's his love, his spirit. It is God in us giving us the ability to do what we could never do within ourselves. So all the glory still belongs to him. Even when I get the reward and I crown him, I'm going to give it back to him. I have to give it back to him because it was not me. There was no goodness found in me. There was nothing found in me that said it was good. It's all about the king. It's all about his will. It's all about him being seen. So when I display his love, when I give his love, when I am able to walk in his love truly, then I'm able to receive a reward that lets me know I'm looking like the Father. I'm showing and displaying his love. I'm giving it. And I'm not being caught up in the fact that I'm so busy trying and passionate about the pleasures of this life that I forget the command of his will and his divine pleasure. We have to be careful that we don't get so caught up in doing it our way that we forget about what God will, what God desires, what God wants. Part of our reward, and there's so many rewards that we're going to receive, part of it is this great love. This is the love that covers the multitudes of our sins. This is the love that calls us to be God's children. This is the love that saves us and redeems us, and this is the love that we have to display. We don't get a chance to choose. We have to display this love. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you for joining me today for Favor Life, where we're going over the reward and all the things that happen in that reward and what we must do to walk in it. I pray that it's been encouraging to you, empowering to you, and enlightening to you. Tomorrow we'll go deeper in the reward, and I pray that you hear and you obey the command of God. I pray that you have a blessed day. Be encouraged. God bless you, and we'll see you here tomorrow at the same time. In Jesus' name.